I work currently as a journalist in the city of Indianapolis and have for about the past 7 years. This week, the things I'm writing about: a new coffee shop that's opening up, a guy in Indianapolis who runs his own record label. I also am covering the Pacers. I have been visually impaired since the age of 5. My visual impairment was caused by a brain tumor, which damaged my optic nerve, and that damage left me mostly blind in my right eye, and then I have about 2400 in my left eye. A lot of times after my eyes get tired from working on an article, I will have my computer read back the story to me.
Comedian Benji Brown reflects on life back out on the road.
It helps me to catch typos in my story.
Helium Comedy Club from August.
The reason I wanted to be a journalist goes as far back to when I was in high school, and I knew that I enjoyed writing. There was something about showing other perspectives of the world to the broader public. I often have felt that I'm misunderstood. I'm in the entertainment world and in the nightlife world. And a lot of times I think people see me looking at things closely or see me putting things close to my face to see them because I'm visually impaired. And they often assume that there's like issues with me. Sometimes they assume that I'm just drunk. Sometimes they assume that I have a mental issue. I've been a part of like those judgments so many times. And a lot of it probably comes with the territory of me writing about the topics that I write about. And a lot of those topics are typically around nightlife and alcohol. But like so often, those people judge me in that way. And it can be really frustrating for me. I would say the pandemic has impacted my life, put so much of what I normally write about on halt. I've had to completely kind of go back to square one and look at my skill set and use it to do other things. A lot of part-time jobs that others would maybe pick up when times like this are slow, those part-time jobs are kind of things that I can't really do because of my visual impairment, whether it be like working in a kitchen or working at a cash register, driving Uber. I've had to really pivot with the skill set that I know I have in order to kind of fill in the gaps of what I would normally would be doing or what I normally would be making. I'm hopeful that I can get back to having my steady slate of reporting on what I had been reporting on prior to the pandemic, but then also, again, mixing in some of these things that I've learned how to do in the meantime, and some of these things that I've learned that I want to do more of, like reporting on people with disabilities or reporting on even like equality issues and those types of things that have come up during this time. I'm still realizing now that there are a lot of perspectives that I was leaving out or not looking hard enough for. Yeah, going forward, I would like to see myself in a position where I'm continuing to do the journalism work that I'm doing while taking parts of what I had been doing before and mixing that with what I've now learned I need to do more of.